miles or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Just Before Sex. It's a great song, but it's a lie. It is raining hard just about everywhere. Rich Thomas will be joining us in a few minutes for the Jolly Forecast.
and in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Carmen Roberts. Several media outlets report Attorney General Bill Barr is considering resigning over President Trump's tweets. The president tells reporters he knows his tweets make it tough for Barr, but...
Everybody has the right to speak their mind, and I use social media. I guess I use it well because here I am. I'm here.
The DOJ pushing back, saying the Attorney General has no plans to leave. Passengers aboard a quarantine cruise ship in Japan can leave today if they're virus-free. Hundreds of Americans already left the Diamond Princess and are quarantined in the U.S. One of the stars of the 1970s TV show Good Times dies.
Temporary layoffs. Good
times. Janae Dubois played the vivacious neighbor on the sitcom. She was found dead Monday at her home in Glendale, California, apparently of natural causes. Dubois was 74. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning.
You seem happy this morning.
You bet. I'm starting my new job at the brewery.
Good morning.
Good morning, my American family.
It's going to be a gorgeous morning.
Unbelievable. It is way too early for this, guys. I haven't even had my first cup of wine today.
I can make your hands clap. Said I can make your hands clap. Said I can make your hands clap.
Good morning, sunshine.
Morning, friends. Who's ready for some Java?
Come on, come on. Wake up already.
You'll enjoy the show more while you're enjoying steaming hot coffee. Come and get yours now.
We're going to have a good show.
It's a big show.
And now it's time for America's favorite daytime fun show.
It's an awesome show.
That can make your hands clap.
It's going to be a big show. Trust me on that. I want to dedicate that to Heidi.
What?
Me. You like that?
Yeah, it's good. And she's going to be she's going to be pretty soon doing the... what's it called? Quick pitch?
Quick pitch, yeah.
Quick pitch, yeah.
It's been gone so long, we miss it.
I know, what is it?
I actually had a tear in my eye the last night of the regular season. Because she is the best female broadcaster in sports,
well,
although there's some others
it's
like.
It's coming soon.
At 8 minutes after six, what a delightful morning.
Yeah.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
So I was just doing a little math here. The Montgomery Airport has had 2.64 inches storm total so far. And with 2 to 3 more inches, well, let's see, that's... five, you know, we're going to be 5-6 inches in this storm situation.
I'm beginning to think I should have tapped my pole. That didn't sound good.
Do it in private.
The pole in the backyard where you swarm me in as digital rain gauge boy when I was a private. I'm still waiting for that sergeant rain gauge boy promotion.
Do you think there's a leaf in there?
No, it just once in a while, especially it just needs a little tap to set properly, so I may do that when I get home.
Okay. I replaced the batteries in mine, the one I had like yours yesterday, so we're all set to go. Showers, scattered showers around from time to time today. It's a wet morning out there. A cooler day today. We had 77 yesterday, 60 today. Another surge of rain, cold, miserable, drenching rain comes in late tonight and tomorrow. Tomorrow's high temperature will do good to reach 50. We may not even get there. I think I'm going to put a crock pot of vegetable beef stew on tomorrow.
Well, that sounds good.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do that. And then after the cold rain Thursday, the rain tapers off Thursday night, turns colder. We're talking about temperatures which will only be down to about 37 late Thursday night. Friday, breezy, cool, 54, dry. We may not reach 54, but I'm being optimistic. And Saturday, after we start at 31 in the morning, upper 50s on Saturday afternoon. Right now this morning, with the rain falling. Oh, I don't have the current stuff here. Let's see. We are going to the airport right now. Yep. And it's 63 out at the Montgomery Airport and raining at 6:10.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Good morning, old friends.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's on the agenda for today?
We've got a very uplifting show today.
It should be a lot of fun. And
don't forget,
it's Wednesday.
Work!
All right, everyone, back to work.
Doesn't that sound fun?
Wait, that doesn't sound fun.
Here it is.
Well, back to work.
And have fun, whether you like it or not.
This is the beginning of the show. It's the fun time. We're ready to go.
It's showtime, folks.
6:11. This has been a rough year on so many levels. Yesterday, I learned that we lost Ginny Lewis from Lewis Long.
Yes, I was sorry to hear that news. That's awful.
I was talking to Chad, a couple of folks out there yesterday, and they're going to stay open. And I said, I was hoping you would say that because that's what Ginny would want.
Yeah.
She was that kind of person. Mm-hmm. Spent a little time yesterday. Gosh, they have been supporting our work here for over 10 years. Yeah. That's a long time. And she was my favorite Key Lime Pie customer.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, sometimes you think back, and it's like in January, I just had the, you know, I haven't made her a pie for a while, so I made a couple. Managed to flip one like a coin on the way out to the car.
I remember that.
Yeah, but it landed on heads, so I was able to let it settle back into the pie crust, and I guess it was edible, but you always feel a little bit embarrassed when you present somebody with a damaged pie. But she didn't care, and she was showing off some of the new things that they have at Lewis Lawn. And I'm just so glad I did that. And I'm bringing this story up not to be maudlin. Just, we all have those kinds of situations in our lives. Maybe you make that extra effort. Because I had no idea that she was not feeling well. And
nobody's promised tomorrow.
No, and she's... I don't know her precise age, but it was much, much too young. So they are grieving over there, but I have to agree. Knowing Ginny, who's my favorite moments with her were always at Baumhauer's when she and her husband and the grandkids were there. She just adored them. And gonna miss her smile, her warmth, and one of the most generous people in town. Whenever we had a cause, Ginny was always the first to say, how can we help? What? And that, even right now with Paw It Forward, Lewis Lawn's one of our participants. I can't think of a thing we've done at Blue Water where Lewis Lawn hasn't been involved.
What next in 2020?
I don't want to know, and I hope it's nothing, unless they take the title away from the Astros. But listen to the William Tell Wake Up, because there's something in there that may make you laugh about that, right, even though it's technically not very funny. At 6:13, how about some local news?
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks. Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth is announcing new legislation that would expedite the process for the death penalty in capital murder cases. The legislation is in response to the record number of police officers killed in the line of duty last year in Alabama, but would apply to all Alabama capital murder cases. The bill would shorten the appeals process and shorten the time that courts have to hand down a ruling in a capital murder appeals case. Last night, Montgomery City Council voted 5-3 to approve a 1% occupational tax, which would apply to anyone who works in Montgomery. The tax increase could generate somewhere between $45 to $55 million. Now, there is a proposed bill that would stall Montgomery's efforts to implement the occupational tax without a legislative vote. It is now passed in a state Senate committee. I'm Jalea Brooks with some of your news headlines this morning. For updates on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Many times I said we would drain the swamp, and that's exactly what we're doing right now.
But President Trump can't drain the swamp by himself. Here in Alabama,
We have two candidates for Congress who are part of the swamp. Jeff Coleman was sued by the DOJ for defrauding the military. And while Troy King was attorney general, he solicited political favors from a target of his office's investigation. Jeff Coleman and Troy King embody self-serving politics as usual. Only Terry Hasdorf will help President Trump drain the swamp. Hasdorf is pro-life, pro-gun, pro-family, pro-wall, and doesn't care about pleasing the political class. Terry Hasdorf is a true conservative Republican we can trust. Help President Trump drain the swamp. On Tuesday, March 3rd, vote Terry Hasdorf for Congress.
Making Congress Great Again PAC is responsible for the content of this ad. Paid for by Making Congress Great Again PAC and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.makingcongressgreatagain.com.
Quick question. When you leave work, who do you trust to clean up after you? Are they consistent, efficient, on time? And have they been cleaning here for over 30 years? If you answered no to any of those questions, then it's time to go to JannyKingCleans.com and switch to Janny King, the king of clean. For a cleaner office, medical facility, school, building, church, venue, and even stadiums, go to JannyKingCleans.com now and make the switch today. That's JannyKingCleans.com.
Janny King, the king of clean.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Williams Hill Wake Up at 16 after 6. We're running late.
Wake your butt up!
Talking about the Houston Astros.
You cheated.
Every single guy over there needs a beating.
Yes, the Astros are ready for another winning season. So get all your Astros merchandise, like jerseys that say the Houston Asterix. And they buzz every time a fastball is thrown. Astros hats with removable Velcro letters. So you can make your hat say Houston Rats. And each hat comes with a dangling earpiece. So you can steal the pitch signs just like the pros.
Curveball coming.
Their new mascot, Astro from the Jetsons.
Ruh-roh, rot reading.
Their patch no longer says Houston strong, it says Houston wrong. So don't miss the Astros opening day, March 26th in Anaheim. It'll be unbelievable. Brought to you by MLB, which stands for Major League Blunder.
Oh, boy, this is so good.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Actually, I had something else in mind, but I just noticed that the city council passed...
I saw that.
1% occupation.
You're kidding me.
No. That's a 1% income tax on you, anybody that works in the city of Montgomery. I don't give a rat's ass if it's in place in any other city in Alabama.
That is stupid because, you know, people are fleeing Montgomery like crazy.
Yeah.
To go live elsewhere. What is that going to do?
It's a disaster is what it is. And for the last time, and I'm going to do everything I can, especially in the afternoon, to oppose this. Let's stop sending millions of dollars to educate the kids in Georgia and Florida. It's 2020. If you got a problem with a lottery, don't participate. But it's a great way to raise money voluntarily instead of taxing people. You guys are out of your minds. If you think this is the biggest turd in a punch bowl you have ever stuck on this town. Our new mayor only took 3 months to start the looting.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what it is. I am so sick of it. I already know one close mutual friend of ours who will discuss it on the show, maybe if not next week, the week after. But he's already pulled up and reestablished his business in Wetumpka.
Well, I know some and people. My doctor moved away.
Really?
I mean, he still comes here to Montgomery to work, but he moved away. He just saw the handwriting on the wall.
Yeah. Well, guess what? The biggest beneficiaries of this tax aren't going to be the people of Montgomery. It's going to be Prattville, Wetumpka, because they're going to have more residents, more building. They're going to grow, and the city is going to rot from the inside out.
Oh, I think so.
And that saddens me because I've been here 15 years. This is my town now.
What a stupid thing for the city council to do. I mean, stupid.
Yeah. I'm sure if they look real hard, they might find other places where money's being wasted. Looks like we have a phone call. Hello?
City Council?
It's the mayor.
Good morning.
Hey.
Yes.
Hey, this is William B. What y'all doing this morning? Just entertaining yourselves?
Yeah, that's it. Well, actually, we're a little frosted at the pajama level here.
Yes, me too. But on behalf of the City Council and everybody in Millbrook and Prattville and the surrounding areas, I want to say thank you for your business there, Mayor. as for me, and I hope other people, with apologies to all your fine sponsors, Montgomery has gotten the last dime of sales tax out of my wallet. I will, if I run out of gas in Montgomery on my way from work, I will walk to Prattville with a jug.
Yeah, I got you.
So, I like I said, I hate it for your sponsors, but I hope other people do the same, okay? You're going to charge me for the privilege of working in this rat hole? You know, you're not getting my sales tax.
Yeah. William B., I think you represent the feelings of a lot of people. And here's the code. Here's the political code. And thanks for the call, buddy. We got to run because we got to get the timeline going here in a moment. The quote for the mayor, we have to invest in our neighborhoods. We have to invest in public transportation. What are we going to put a high-speed rail in?
Have you ever seen a bus go by, a Montgomery bus go by? And have you ever seen anybody in a Montgomery bus?
No. I have no idea who uses it.
That's funny.
Whenever a politician says invest, that means waste. Or line their pockets, or spread the wealth around with people who have influence. I don't like this. I hate this, and I'm going to fight it tooth and nail. And Eddie Bader, you can start looking in Wetumpka for us if you'd like. 6:23. It's only an extra 10 minutes.
Yep.
Brian Jewelry is in Prattville. That's where you should spend your money whenever you have an occasion. Lots of folks enjoyed a great Valentine's Day. In fact, I have a goose that's celebrating a birthday shortly that they have a wish list. They have a wish list at Brian Jewelry. And if there's something you see online and their website is very user-friendly and really first class, create a little wish list. That way it's better than dropping hints or hoping somebody will figure it out. Because my daughter just absolutely loves this store. So, and a birthday is coming up. So I know I have already hit my first home run of the season, so to speak. They have gifts for all occasions, birthdays, anniversaries, and they are a professional jewelry store, so they have the skill set to create it from scratch, if that's what you would like. Gold, silver, whatever. They can bring your idea to life. Just stop by and talk to them, and they'll get to work on it. They do amazing stuff. You can build a watch there, too. Browse at BryanJewelry.com. Join their club and save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more. Brian Jewelry, 1778 East Main, in the ever-growing community of Prattville. I think Prattville's going to get bigger.
And Leon's getting larger.
At 625.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We are still light all over the place this morning. A few cars here and there on the Boulevard, Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway inbound. We're seeing a little bit of traffic on the 31s into town. I-85 and 65, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Look, it has been raining a lot overnight. Please be cautious this morning. Slow down, buckle up, and drive carefully. We're going to keep you updated on traffic throughout the morning, and it is going to get busy here in the next 30 to 45 minutes. Mini-term B classes at Trenton State Community College start March 6th. Registration going on right now. Call Trenton State at 420-4200, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house. Well, everybody is back from market and understand you got some great stuff.
Bubba, we have got the newest gift ideas you will find coming straight from market. We've got the wonderful jewelry, good-looking, bright jewelry that doesn't break the bank, and it's going to be the perfect gift any time of the year. Also, we've got some wonderful totes that have just come in. They are bright colored, ready for the beach, the lake, those things. We've also got dry wick beach towels, but we also have some Turkish towels that have just come in. And if that's not your thing and you're looking for something different, we've got this new popcorn that just came in that's got chocolate, sea salt, all kinds of great flavors. It is new. We had it years ago and we got it back because it was such a great seller. But we've always got the freshest and finest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. We have it at Tucker Pecan.
Where are you located?
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
I'm Beth Kellum. There are people who want me off the Court of Criminal Appeals because they think that someone else will be softer on criminals or replace criminal justice with social justice. But that's not what serving as a judge is all about. A judge's job is first and foremost to respect the Constitution. That means making sure the punishment fits the crime, and it means following the law, not legislating from the bench.
Beth Kellum brings decades of criminal and appellate law experience to the bench. And Beth Kellum's seen it all.
When you've been around criminal law for decades, you've heard everything. That's where experience counts.
Beth Kellum has the intelligence, the courage, the experience, and conservative values Alabama needs on the Court of Criminal Appeals. Re-elect Beth Kellum. Beth Kellum. Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals. Paid for by Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals. Box 241511, Montgomery, 36124. BethKellum.com.
A hug, a kiss, and a card were nice, but I'm headed to Marguerite's to get my own hoops for just $99. Gold hoops are my number one jewelry go-to, and right now, hoops in 14-karat white, yellow, or rose gold are only $99 at my favorite jewelry store, Marguerite's. Offer good while supplies last. Stop by today. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is conveniently located in the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road, and they're open 7 days a week.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You can use the money to put streetlights in.
Here you go.
That would help with crime. 6:29 on News Talk 93.1 FM with the timeline for February 19th. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
It's the 50th day of the year. 50 days into this year with 316 left.
Which, by the way, I just looked this morning. 50 days into the year, I'm at 15.45 inches of rain.
And we have about three more to go.
For the month, right?
Three more to go for this rain system. Rain
like, for just this week?
In the next 36 hours.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, hasn't been exactly a nifty 50 so far, has it?
Well, and plus with everything else that's going on.
That's
just
what I meant.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, I talk about Chamber of Commerce days. Hey, come to Montgomery. We get a lot of rain, and now there's a new occupational tax.
Yeah.
Come see us.
The good news is you can row up to a concert downtown anytime.
Lovely. It's Best Friends Day. My best friends are right here.
Let me tell you about my best friends.
It's National Chocolate Mint Day today.
Some people like that, some people don't.
And it's Tug of War Day, whatever the hell that is. 142 years ago, in 1878, Thomas Edison received a patent for the phonograph. 1912, the first prize is inserted in a Cracker Jack box. 1919, two national parks preserved 10 years apart. On this date, in 1919, the Grand Canyon, and then 10 years later, Grand Tetons. Would love to. I like to say Tetons, too. 78 years ago, 1942, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt signed an executive order that let the military relocate and incarcerate Japanese Americans and Japanese nationals living in the U.S. It's a dark period in history, including Star Trek star George Takei and his family. 1965, working on at the Abbey Road Studios in London, the Beatles recorded a John Lennon song, "You're Gonna Lose That." Yes, you're gonna lose that, girl. It takes two. Two takes, that is. 1966, Lou Christie, number one with "Lightning Strikes." You ever listen to the lyrics of that? It's very, very sexist.
Is it really?
We should
delve into that. Maybe during the Cheap and Trash, we'll do something cultural.
It's very interesting. Now our song of the day. This is a good one. It's been a long time since we've done this. Not many rockers use a banjo as the main instrument, even mention the banjo in the song. This group is from the Stampeders, one-hit wonders from Calgary, Alberta, Canada, year 1971. I can see your face, I can hear your voice, I can almost touch you. On my way to the city lights, you are my sweet city woman. So late, we might as well move on.
Good song.
It is a great song. I was 15 years old that summer. 35 years ago in 1985, Coca-Cola introduced Cherry Coke. Not a big fan of Cherry Coke.
No, I had it once.
1995, Pamela Anderson marries Tommy Lee. Just 96 hours after they met, they divorced in 98, and they have a video. Twelve years ago, 2008, Fidel Castro stepped down as president of Cuba after nearly a half century in office. 2010, Tiger Woods apologized for his extramarital affairs, first time speaking publicly since he crashed his car into a fire hydrant. 2012, Florida teen Trayvon Martin shot and killed. Remember the George Zimmerman incident in Sanford, Florida?
He is suing over the withholding of exculpatory evidence by the media. It's a big suit. Not getting a lot of play for obvious reasons, but...
He's suing the sheriff's office or something?
He's suing a lot of people that basically, I guess you could call it piling on, when there was... The girl that was used in the trial was a fake.
She was
a fake.
Yeah.
And he's got a pretty high-powered law firm. I think it's part of the same group that's representing Nick Sandman and those kids with Covington. I don't know when we'll hear anything about it, but he's got every reason to be upset about the way that was handled.
Well, that law firm, I hope that kid gets so much money out of that.
The word is it's over $100
million. Whoa.
Yeah.
Millie Bobby Brown is 16. She is 11 on the popular show Stranger Things. Justine Bateman, Jason Bateman's big sister, is 54. We know her from Family Ties. Seal is filthy rich at 57. Jeff Daniel is 65. Let's see. William Robinson Jr. We know him as Smokey. Smokey Robinson is 80 years old today. 2 days until spring training MLB baseball, 18 days till the time change, first day of spring in 29 days, the Max Capital City Classic, the start of baseball in Montgomery is 41 days with the occupational tax and everything, and Easter is 53 days away. That's your timeline.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
It's mostly a light rain right now. I'm looking at the radar. Scattered showers will be around from time to time today, adding on to our huge rainfall totals. Cooler day today. 77 yesterday, but only 60 today. Another surge of rain comes in late tonight and tomorrow. And boy, oh boy, that's a drencher. Tonight's low 50. Tomorrow's high in the low 50s at best. And then the rain tapers off Thursday night, low 37. Friday, breezy, high 54. Cool on Friday night, Saturday morning, we're down to the low 30s. And then upper 50s during the day Saturday. Right now, light rain out at the airport. 800-foot overcast, 63 degrees, 637.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
There it is.
You know, it's just, I'm sorry. I got my head is, I'm upset about this story. This year, and I am not...
Does the legislature have to approve it?
I don't think so. There are 20 cities in the state that have this occupational tax.
There are?
But I don't know that all these other cities have a 10% sales tax, including groceries and a few other things. Let's see how this little drama...
So Birmingham, Mobile, have it?
I had the... story, let's see. There are 20 other Alabama cities that doesn't say which ones, but I would imagine probably the usual suspects. But with 10% sales tax, that's not enough. You need to take a look at your money management there, city. At 6:38 before we're all out of here.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
TV Time coming up, talking about Alexa.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We're seeing more and more cars inbound on the 31s this morning. That's beginning to populate the boulevard. And we're seeing spotty congestion all the way around the city at the major intersections, I-65 and 85. Moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. We're also building on Atlanta Highway, Taylor Road, Vaughn Road this morning. Use caution. It's just going to get busier. And you know what? We've had a lot of rain overnight. Please keep that in mind. Slow down, buckle up, and drive carefully this morning. No accidents into us to pass along to you at this time. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. Prime Limited Leasing Space beside Walmart is currently available in Premier Place Shopping Center on Cops Ford Road. For further information, contact David McClinton at 270-9177. Another great McClinton & Company development for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending. When the tiger is on your side, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Equinox was not only an album by Styx, but a vehicle made by Chevrolet, and they've got one at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars.
Yeah.
at under $10,000. Are you getting that giant hum?
Yeah.
Yep.
Where would that be coming from?
So I don't
know.
The
lights on in the sales room?
Not sure.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to tell you about Jack Ingram in just a bit.
If you turn them down, you probably won't hear it.
Yeah, so it's... I wonder if we run them on the air, if we're going to hear hum. We need somebody to tell us when we're on the air.
We need a spy.
It's showtime.
Somebody tell us if it's humming. We'll have to get their engineer on it.
6:40. In case you haven't heard, it's raining. Coming up in the Sheep and Trashy, Harry Styles held up at knife point.
I saw that. He was smart. He gave up the money, and it's okay.
Here we go.
A team of researchers recently talked to 1,000 people who use voice assistants like Alexa and Siri at least once a week.
Well, it turns out the top 10 things that we asked them for: a random question, checking the weather, listening to music, and checking the news. A lot to talk about here. We want to bring in our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Good morning.
So, Jay, you're the big Alexa person. You got it doing a lot of stuff, right?
I have it able to turn my lights on and off. I have it set to turn my air conditioner and heater. I can control my thermostat with it, the lights. Mm-hmm. I can have it lock the front door. I can have it show me what is out front of my door through my doorbell.
Right.
And I have it set up to turn on my TV or my video game systems or... Yeah, I can tell her to do all of these things.
Yeah, I do a lot. You don't have a personal assistant, do you?
I do. Her name is Roz. You should meet her. She's really terrific.
Roz. It's basically Rosie from the Jetsons.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's exactly what I'm thinking.
Just without cleaning.
I don't want that. I really...
Wait for it. It'll happen eventually.
Well, they show the commercials on TV. Somebody's mother-in-law is coming over. So they're telling Alexa, start the Roomba. And do all this stuff before we get home.
Yep.
It's kind of creepy to me.
Well, I've got it for a lot of reminders during the day and alarms. And, even when I'm cooking, set an alarm for 11 minutes, that kind of thing. What else? The routine of that video wall going on and off. Mm-hmm. Instead of turning on and off 14 things, Alexa, turn the wall off.
Or turn
the wall
off.
Yeah, boom.
Goes and off, the whole wall off. Goes off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's kind of cool.
Do those things ever, in regular conversation, will they hear you say something? Like, sometimes phone's sitting here, Siri thinks I'm talking to
her. Oh, yeah.
Alex is always listening to you.
That happens.
Yeah, always listening. Yeah,
I don't like that.
They're always listening.
That's why, sometimes I'll say things like, I'm serious, and Siri will think.
Right.
Sorry, I didn't quite hear
it. Yeah,
on occasion, if you hear Alexa on TV, it'll automatically.
Oh, it will, too. Yeah, it will. Whenever it hears that.
Mm-hmm. If a character happens to be named Alexa, or if there's something very close to it,
or if there's a news story about Siri Cruz, seriously,
I am serious, and don't call me Siri.
Well, I left it on airplane mode.
And she tells me that something from Amazon just arrived at the door, and I look out the door, and there it is. And
I remember when I first started dropping off stuff at your place, you would send me a capture. I always looked like a hoodlum, sneaking away from the door after dropping something off at your house.
Yeah, but you can say, show me the front door, and it'll...
Does it bother anybody that there's evidence that they can listen in on the other end of this technology?
Not really. I mean, I'm not really saying anything I shouldn't be saying.
I'm not plotting murders or anything like that.
I don't know.
I guess it's one of those things. I don't know how... I think that sometimes when the data comes out and they're like, oh, it turns out they are listening, I don't understand why people were shocked.
Yeah, I mean...
Because how else would it be able to hear these things if it was not listening to you all the time?
Look, our whole day now is being tracked. I mean, your phone, where you are, what you're doing.
Your assigned FBI agent is already on to you, whether they have Alexa, Siri, or not. They already know what you're doing.
Exactly.
So.
How could a criminal commit a crime these days? Because there's cameras everywhere.
There's cameras everywhere.
Your phone, you're tracked.
The other day, there was a wreck somewhere in South Florida. They had to actually, the guy survived, but they were able to pull him out of a car.
Yeah.
What really got the attention on the news, there's 20 people standing there videotaping the rescue. Nobody's doing anything to help. One guy.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for one guy, and everybody else has got, you know, video to put on Facebook.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
So, anyway, but send text messages. I didn't know you could do that.
Send text messages.
You can do that. I don't do that.
One thing that you would not ask Siri or Alexa for, no matter what. I guess this question is better for Greg because he's not asking it to do anything.
Yeah.
That's one thing you just have to draw the line when you feel like that's just too lazy. I'm not asking Alexa for that.
His weight.
His weight.
What?
You know what? On that note, I don't even know why I asked. We're going to wrap up.
He's petite.
Yeah.
What?
I'm sure it is.
He's petite.
You guys have a great day.
Whoa. Bye.
Petite.
Have a happy Wednesday, guys. If you want to
go, we will.
News 93.1, you can check in with them Monday through Friday starting at 6.
Did I see her drop her face into her hand?
Probably. I didn't.
Ryan. Jeez.
I will, to answer that question, though, I will not tell her to adjust the volume of my television. If I tell her to adjust her volume, it's on a scale of 1 to 10.
Right.
I can say set volume 4, 5, 6, 7.
Oh.
But on the TV, because it is a third-party type situation, there is no set level of set it to 3 or 4. There is no scale. So it's just turn the volume up, turn the volume down.
Yeah.
And if I tell her to turn it up, it goes far past. Like, I may need it to go up just, like, one or two notches, but it always goes far past that. So I just adjust that
myself.
You
just told me I can give her a number because sometimes I just say turn the volume down.
How long does it take to set up all this interfacing? Where, I mean, what do you got to do? You got to connect
your
thermostat and TV?
Yeah, you mostly set it up through your phone.
App on your phone.
Yeah.
And it's not that hard.
It's really not. Now, I say that because I had my Alexa first. And every time I got something new, I would add it in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, if I was going to somebody's house who had all this stuff and I had to set it up for the first time for everything,
that would be time.
Might take a minute.
Yeah.
Might take a good minute to get that done. But I've been adding things to it as more things come into the house. So, but yeah, Alexa's volume, if you're talking specifically to her, which is playing music or something like that, it's on a scale of 1 to 10. Just tell her to set it at 3 or 4 or 5, 6.
Volume at 4?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. 10 being the highest,
love
1
it.
Being the lowest.
Love it.
Yep. I'm still getting used to cordless remotes. I'm kidding, of course. I was talking about Jack Ingram before we took the break.
Yeah.
I mentioned they have a 2011 Chevy Equinox among many great values. Under $10,000. If you've always dreamed of driving a Lexus, Lexus ages well. I know the product line well because I was the marketing director for the world's number one Lexus dealer for 3 years. And I owned an IS300. It's now called the IS250 in its current incarnation, but it's a great car. And they have one at Jack Ingram with only 98,000 original miles on it. It's blue. It's beautiful. It's the IS250. We have seen people go in and pick up a Beamer and a Jaguar and some other, you know, dream cars in this category at Jack Ingram. A Lexus is a Lexus. Now watch, I probably got Alexas activating all
likely.
All over the town.
Activate yourself and go see Tip Tames and his team and get yourself a great value on cars that have been thoroughly vetted from bumper to bumper for resale. They're not interested in reselling somebody else's troubles. 235 Northeastern Bypass, jackingram.com. Fox News replay, and then we're back with the Cheap and Trashy.
Fox News, I'm Carmen Roberts. Several media outlets report Attorney General Bill Barr is considering resigning over President Trump's tweets. The president tells reporters he knows his tweets make it tough for Barr, but
everybody has the right to speak their mind, and I use social media. I guess I use it well because here I am. I'm here.
The DOJ pushing back, saying the Attorney General has no plans to leave. Passengers aboard a quarantine cruise ship in Japan can leave today if they're virus-free. Hundreds of Americans already left the Diamond Princess and are quarantined in the U.S. One of the stars of the 1970s TV show Good Times dies.
Temporary layoffs. Good
times. Janae Dubois played the vivacious neighbor on the sitcom. She was found dead Monday at her home in Glendale, California, apparently of natural causes. Dubois was 74. America is listening to Fox News.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car?
Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi. Here's my card.
And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 20% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
In the race for U.S. Senate, it might shock you to know that Senate candidate Tommy Tuberville is for amnesty for illegal aliens. It's shocking, but true. Just listen to his own words.
There are people coming across the border that need jobs, and we want them to come over here. We just need to know who's here. But walk up, then we let them come in and become citizens like we all became citizens.
Give them jobs? Let them become citizens? That would mean taking jobs from you and giving them to people here illegally. Listen again.
There are people coming across the border that need jobs, and we want them to come over here. We just need to know who's here.
And once they're here, Tuberville wants to give them amnesty.
Then we let them come in and become citizens like we all became citizens.
Those are Tommy Tuberville's own words.
Then we let them come in and become citizens like we all became citizens.
Tommy said it, and he can't deny it. He backs amnesty for illegals and wants to give them jobs. Tuberville puts them ahead of you.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And welcome to the Cheap and Trash Show. It's Talk 93.1 FM at 6:51. I just looked outside. It's still raining. Lightly, it's still raining. Mentioned Harry Styles held up at Knife Point on Valentine's Day. He gave him the money. What's interesting, as it always is in these kind of situations, is no description of the robber. I'll give you three guesses. Harris, you know, this frustrates me. We saw the trailer for his upcoming movie, whatever the hell it is, Out in the Wild or something like that. He's 77 years old. He says he eats a really boring diet these days.
Yeah.
I just got tired of eating meat, he says. And here's the part that says maybe he needs a nursing home. I know it's not really good for the planet, and it's not really good for me. That's right. Our lives, the entire solar system, the universe at large, Harrison Ford's, depends on whether or not you have a corned beef sandwich.
Now go visit Joaquin, your buddy.
Yeah, go see Joaquin. The two of you can worship cows together. The hell's wrong with these people, man? Al Pacino's girlfriend broke up with him. You know why?
No way.
I should say.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
Because he's old.
Because he's old.
Honest, that and cheap, which tells you a little bit something about Meetal Doan, an actress from Israel. She's 36. Oh, no, there was a 36-year age gap. That is a bit of, you know, from 43 to... He's 79. She's
okay,
43.
Well, you know, it's never stopped Mick Jagger from getting a girlfriend.
She says, the age gap is difficult. Yes, they tried to deny it, but now... He's already an elderly man, to be honest, so even with all my love, it didn't last. Yeah. Apparently, he's not just old, he's cheap, which is hard to understand because the guy has made, you know, $1 trillion making good movies for the most part, too. Yeah. He only bought me flowers. How can I say politely that he didn't like to spend money? Then, after throwing him under the bus, she adds that it was an honor to be part of his legacy. And hopes that they remain good friends.
You old man, you.
I may put that story up on Facebook.
Tell you what.
Hey, guess who else is in the news?
I don't know.
That's awfully vague.
Yeah, just a generous hint. Another of our favorites, Ben Affleck.
Ah. Was this about why he left?
Yeah, he says the biggest regret of his life is leaving Jennifer Garner. Because she's making all that money from those... what's the one she does? She's a Capital One?
Capital One, yeah. She was seen in Costco, some Costco the other day, handing out samples of her yogurt or her ice cream or something.
She's got a lot going on. He also admits that his failing marriage led to his relapse and to his alcohol abuse. I'm calling you out, Ben Affleck. You're a liar. It was your alcohol that led to the end of the marriage. Who do you think you're talking to here?
Well, he's not talking to you, but...
Can I enjoy a moment of self-importance?
I understand what you meant. I totally do.
Run this up the flagpole at a 12-step meeting and see what kind of reaction
exactly.
you get.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because I'm the same guy, Ben Affleck. I got to find a copy of this. I'm going to do it if no matter what it takes. I am in a 2003 edition of The Globe. They did a big story on me because one of the reporters heard me predict that his whole thing with J-Lo was going to collapse.
Oh, yeah.
Because he had just gotten out of rehab.
Right.
And I said, he's not in love with her. He's high on that woman. And they never even made it to the altar. I was right. I mean,
so they're based down there, and they heard you on the radio.
They heard it. They heard it on 101.5 Light FM. So quit trying to... The only person you're fooling, Ben, sadly, is yourself. And coming up later... Well, let's take a moment to remember Janet Dubois, who was from Good Times, passed away at 74 yesterday. She was funny. And she also, did you know she co-wrote Moving On Up, the theme song for the Jeffersons?
Is that right? I didn't know that.
Yeah. She won two Emmys for her voiceover work on the animated show The PJs, which I'm not familiar with. Later on today, we have... and the Foo Fighters are celebrating their 25th anniversary, but the Foo is still winning. All right, that's it for now. But later you'll find out why an Astros fan is going to be our rocket scientist of the day. It's been, yesterday afternoon, one wreck after another. We're going to be seeing a lot of that with this horrendous weather. Nobody wants you to be in an accident, but if you find yourself, my God, this morning I'm coming up the ramp to exit 85 at the Boulevard, and I kid you not, I changed from the middle lane to the far left turn lane. There's a guy.
The panhandler?
Yeah.
Yeah, with an umbrella.
And
I looked straight ahead. I didn't look at him. Because did he come up to your car?
You were nice to him. I stopped and rolled the window down and said, I can't see you.
Yeah.
I almost hit you.
Yeah.
And it really.
Yeah. No, I saw that guy. And I didn't give him.
I gave him $2.
Okay.
So I could tell him, my friend, this could be a tragedy here. You gotta wear some clothing that people can see.
I'm not just cheap. I just. Don't like that approach.
Well, I yelled at him, so I gave him $2 for letting me yell. It made me feel better. Yeah. And, you know, maybe the city could do something about this. I don't expect them to. But
well, the city council's busy with occupational taxes.
Yeah, so. And by the way, New York, they got the windshield washers back on the road there, too. Yeah. That tells you how that city's going under communist rule. In the meantime, if you do find yourself in a fender bender, the... Gold standard in automotive body repairs, Montgomery Paint and Body. Donnie and Brandon Turner, it's a business model based on principles first. And that is we're going to look and evaluate every single aspect of the vehicle as it's damaged, and we're going to repair everything that we see. We're not going to do any shortcuts. We're not going to shortchange the customer, the insurance company, and most of all, we're not going to shortchange our conscience because that's why they are the way they are. Now, they're the gold standard here. In fact, one of America's largest insurance companies, Like a Good Neighbor, came and videotaped their processes to show others, this is how we want it done. MPB on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Their number's 27 Rec with AW.
Traffic is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they're consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to weedmanusa.com for a free quote.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We're seeing a lot of congestion now on the Northeast Boulevard, Wetumpka Highway back to Ware's Ferry. Spotty congestion East South Boulevard. Atlanta Highway, Taylor Road, and Vaughan are building. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. No accidents into us to pass along to you at this time, but it is getting busier by the minute.